I'm back at home and I just booted up the machine so I could fire up all my tabs that I need this morning. And I'm just surveying the room, which looks like somebody's organised a car boot sale here and not told me about it. I really need to sort this room out. It's disgustingly bad. Just got a coffee, just fired up some tabs, like I said. One of the ones that I've fired up just to check on the status of it is Mac Heist. MACHEIST.com. Mac Heist do this do these bundles where they basically go out to companies, software companies for the Mac, and say, look, you know, if you give us a discount on your software or allow us to bundle it in this pack, you know, you'll get X amount more new users and so grow your user base. They might have to have a discounted piece of software, but they, you know, get a massive increase in users. Which helps because they tell other people, and obviously it works that way, indirectly. But I'm waiting for, if you go to macice.com, on the very bottom row of these two rows of the applications, there's Boink XTV, which is $199 normally. So it's not chump change, it's like £140 roughly with the current exchange rate because the US dollars versus the pound is completely crippled right now. And I've not wanted to spend £140 on it because there is other things to spend money on, like my daughter or food or living or petrol or car tax or whatever. And it's a bit of a luxury, even though I need it and want it for the gravity. I've kept it on the back burner and I'm not prepared to pay it just yet. If it was £100, maybe. And I'm just looking at this progress bar and it's just a little few millimeters from making 400K. $400,000 raised for charity, which is incredible in itself, but they've nearly sold 40,000 bundles. They're on 39,299 at the moment, and they've raised 368,000. So they've got another what, 2,000? They've got another 32,000 odd to go, which I hope they do it. They've only got 3 days left. I really want them to lock Boink XTV. I hope they do. It's one of the reasons why I bought the bundle, really, because I don't really need any of the other stuff. I've already got iSail, Picturesque and Sous Chef, and World of Goo, Phone View. I probably won't use Little Snapper. I might Acorn. Not sure what that is. Kind Mac. I suppose the other one that's in there that's really good, that's useful, is Wiretap Studio. So I'm glad to have that. And I played on the Cro-Mag Rally, which is this little game, and it's pretty cool. I reckon me and Ella could play that. If you don't want to buy the pack, if you scroll down halfway, there is a button that says Event Box is free for all visitors. It's a cool little Mac application. I talked about it before. It's putting all your social networks in a really nice Mac OS X Cocoa wrapper, and you can see it's like a familiar Mac styled app for Twitter and Facebook and Flickr. I find it a little bit confusing. And it's not got a shade on TweetDeck, and that's TweetDeck.com for doing displaying Twitter and Facebook and whatever. But yeah, if you have got a Mac and you have got $39 to spend or you know spare, and you want some new software, go and buy it. That way, we can bump up money for charity, and I can be a little bit more closer to Boink XTV.